Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, question in from Terence Cross. This one also coming through in the private Facebook group of the Coach Perry online community. If you'd like to find out more about it, just head over to coachperry.com/join. Terence says he's the last 2 months have been a bit rough. His life's got in the way with his training, and he's missed almost all of his gym sessions in favor of maintaining mileage. And he needs some advice regarding the 3 recommended marathons, or the 2 marathons and the ultra, or vice versa. He says he's doing he did one on the 14th of February, so Valentine's Day he ran a marathon. He said he's running a very flat marathon on the 10th of April, and he needs some advice on this one. He'd like to do a comfortable, motivating 4:45 and would like to do a mini taper for it. He's already qualified last October, and he's in the E starting pen, so there's no pressure there. How much can he cut back for a mini tape without hurting the comrades program? He's currently doing between 75 and 80 Ks a week with no recovery problems or issues other than maintaining motivation. He did a hilly 32 yesterday in 3:23 and felt fine. Within that 32 was a hilly half marathon in 2:09. On the 1st or 2nd of May, he's planning on doing another marathon, whether it be on his own or the club in a race if he can find one. And Con currently sees way clear of your recommended ultra, and he's hoping that a lack of one won't be too detrimental. He's planning on maintaining that mileage 75 to 80 for most weeks up until taper time, and he's hoping to fit in those gym sessions again. Is he on track, or should he try and squeeze an ultra in there somewhere, Lindsay?
Look, he is on track, and an ultra certainly isn't a compulsory part. And in many respects, the ultra is probably more of a mental than a physical thing. He's probably going to struggle on the day, because once he gets to about the 50K mark, he's going to have no experience of what his body's going to feel like or how the nutrition will work. So there certainly are advantages to doing the long comrades run, but as a, it's difficult for me to say that you're going to have problems finishing the race if you don't do it. So I don't think it's one of those compulsory things, but it is something that I would recommend. And, you know, if he can perhaps look at doing that marathon he's planning on the 1st of May almost a week earlier, or a week and a bit earlier, and just tack on at least another 5 or 6 Ks, just so that he pushes himself a little bit beyond that marathon mark, that is what I would recommend that he does. Now, the 4:45 that he's talking about is a bit of a confidence booster. Considering he's in E, he's not exactly going out and racing a marathon, which I would strongly advise against. So he's probably running that one a little bit harder than he should. Again, I would recommend to not do it that way, but I understand exactly where he's coming from. And he's not overdoing the mileage, and he hasn't overdone the racing. So running it a bit firm will be okay. Again, I probably wouldn't do it that way. In terms of a taper, you know, he's running 42 Ks in that week anyway. So if he cuts back quite a lot that week and just does a couple of shorter runs, he's going to end the week on about 70 Ks. So it's not going to impact too much on his overall mileage.
There we go. Terence, thanks for that. I hope that helps. Best of luck. If there's anything else we can do, just pop your question through. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.